Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington. Today, our guests, Tony Showalter and Darren Steiner with the Montgomery Brewerton Club. It's Turkey Trot time. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Darren, we'll start with you. Turkey Trot Festival means turkey and lots of it. You've got some great food in that concession stand this year.
The kitchen's always a hub of activity. And again, this year we're going to have our wonderful hamburgers, but of course it's Turkey Trot, so we're gonna have the turkey, and we get that marinated up at the Odin locker, cook it right there on our grill. We've got some wonderful cookers that know just exactly how to fix it. Mouth-watering turkey tenders.
You got it down to an art, that's for sure, and it is an art. It's fun to watch, really.
Yeah, fun is one word for it. No, we have a lot of very, very good volunteers that spend many, many hours over that fire, making sure all our food is cooked to perfection and as tasty as it can be. And I do want to shout out to the volunteers for the kitchen. You know, not including the post-prom parents, we probably have 50-plus volunteers that help us out in the kitchen, and they do a wonderful job.
And that's in the Yellow Annex building on the Turkey Trot grounds there at the Montgomery Brewerton Park. So bring your appetite. Come on out. The kitchen will be open all four big days. And that's not just any meat, too. That's that Merkley meat. That's good stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. Again, we do our best there in the kitchen. We want to provide a quality, tasty product, and we think we do a nice job of that.
At the Turkey Trot, you can always count on turkey racing. That's the core. That's the hub of what the festival's all about. It kicks off on Thursday night, runs all 4 days. But, Tony Showalter, we've added a few new things to the festival this year, too.
Yes. We just, you know, we're always looking for something to expand or do something different. So we've added a few different things. On Thursday night, we will have some entertainment on the big stage. You know, usually the big stage is not used on Thursday night, but we've got some bluegrass music that's going to be on the big stage Thursday night starting at 7 o'clock. It's Jim and Lynn Woosley, and that will be new this year, so we will have some entertainment there on Thursday night. The other thing we've done on Friday evening in our beer garden, we've had live music. Trey Hughes and his band will be playing in the beer garden after the big show on Friday night. Trey's been with us a couple of years now and provided some entertainment, but now he has a band with him, and they will be in the beer garden Friday evening. The other item that we have added this year, we're always looking for something for the younger kids, and this year we've added the pedal tractor pull. I know that they've been at some of the fairs and things, but they will be at the Turkey Trot this year Saturday. Registration starts at 1, and the pool starts at 1:30. So bring all the kids out and let them participate in the pedal tractor pool.
It really is a lot of fun, and this is a very competitive new event that has been added this year, and people come out for this. So be sure to get your kids registered. 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, a new event added, the kids pedal tractor pool. Looking forward to the live bluegrass music on Thursday night. Jim and Lena Woolsey have put on a great show, and they've been recognized all around. They're getting out in the circuit, and you're going to like this show, so bring your lawn chairs on Thursday. And then, of course, in the beer garden, Trey Hughes and Rough Country, great show on Friday night. So we've got it all, folks, but most importantly, we can't forget bingo on Thursday night, Tony.
Oh, that slipped my mind there, but we will have our annual bingo. You know, this is, you don't have to be an experienced bingo player. We open it up for everybody, and we have fun, and we will give away some money. So you know, bingo will be Thursday night at 6:30 in the air conditioned building.
Thursday night, bring your bingo players out. Come on out for that. That's always a lot of fun. Tony always enjoys that. You never know what you're going to see in the bingo room, that's for sure. It is the five letters of the alphabet that can make a church lady cuss, isn't it?
There you go.
The Turkey Trot Festival, again, coming up this weekend, September 8th through the 11th. Entertainment, I'll tell you what, Darren, you know, you've sat through a lot of these Turkey Trot festivals, but the entertainment this year, each year, it just keeps building, and I'm real excited about the lineup this year.
Yeah, Friday night we've got Black Hawk. Saturday night we have the Mark Chestnut show. You know, it's you can't be all things to all people. We've pretty well stuck with a country theme throughout the years, and this year's no different. But You know, these are proven quality entertainers. You know, and for just a little bit of money, you can see a very, very good show.
The four-day pass is the best way to go. It's $30 for all 4 days. You can get them at all area banks. You can get them at the Chamber of Commerce, the Stop and See, or the Viking Mart, or the Montgomery Park office. The individual concert ticket passes are available online at turkeytrot.com, montgomeryturkeytrot.com. $15 for the shows Friday and Saturday night. But again, the four-day pass is the way to go. And for a complete schedule of events, you can visit the website, montgomeryturkeytrot.com. Whatever the case may be, make plans to bring the family for good, wholesome, down-home country fun at the annual Turkey Trot Festival, September 8th through the 11th. Our guests today, Darren Steiner and Tony Showalter. Guys, thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.